Dana Idlett came by the studio yesterday and played some songs and talked about her new budding career as a folk singer. First of all, I'd like to talk to you about your basketball career. I know we're all set up to play some music, but I'm just curious.
Yeah, I played 3 years in Tulsa. I got a basketball scholarship there. I was trying to choose schools, and I chose Tulsa just because that seemed close to my boyfriend at the time and family. And played 3 years there. By the third year, I couldn't really take it anymore. And we had this new coach that was not into me as a person or a player and just made it hell. And
yeah, it's too bad.
Yeah, but I still got my scholarship. I got to finish school with art, with a degree in art and in
painting.
Fantastic. Yeah. So it was a very interesting experience. I would not trade it for anything. But
so who wins when you take on Ezra, your father, on one-on-one?
We have not played each other in quite a while. It might be pretty pathetic both ways about now.
Oh, you probably still have those innate skills there. And I understand that the two of you sang the national anthem. Is that correct?
Yeah, we got to sing for my brother's senior night. He played at University of Tulsa, too.
Steven,
yeah.
Oh, that's fantastic. That must have been something.
Yeah, I was just trying not to panic. That was definitely the most people I ever sang in front of at the time, and I was really nervous. And
did you have musical accompaniment on that?
Yeah, my dad. He played guitar. We did it kind of a sped up version of the national anthem.
Uh-huh.
Oh, say, can you see? It was fun.
I bet it was fun. Yeah. So, how many years now have you been playing guitar and writing songs and singing?
So I picked up the guitar 3 years ago, and I went to had gone to paint in the Azores, or Azores. I don't know how you say it. We say
correct.
Azores over here, but it's Azores Islands. And so I went there to do an artist residency, and I didn't know anyone. And the first people I met had a guitar in their house, and they had showed me this artist, Alila Diane, and I just totally fell in love with her lyrics and her guitar style, and kind of borrowed/stole this guitar for a month and learned one of her songs, and finally shared it with someone. And then how I learned was just by listening, and I've always liked picking out songs and stuff, but usually it's been on piano and just trying to find the notes, and so strings were totally different. And once I shared it, people just kept wanting to hear that song over and over, so I kept learning more and more. And
so how did you come about getting this residency? Is that what you called it?
Yeah. I was looking on the internet, and I found this website with just a big list of residencies around the world. And the Azores popped up, so I clicked on it because I had never really heard of it. And I went to their website and couldn't get a hold of anyone. It was kind of like it never existed. Everyone I called, all the phone numbers I called were people not connected to it at all, and no one ever wrote me back an email. And by that point, I had just kind of decided that was the place I was going no matter what. So I just did a Kickstarter fundraiser and had awesome support and raised enough money to go over there and stay for about 6 months.
Wow.
I stretched it as long as I possibly could.
Oh, that's a good way to get out of town.
Yeah, Kickstarter.
I have to remember that.
Yeah.
Well, that's fantastic. So that's where you started playing the guitar. So all those years that you grew up with your dad playing with trout fishing, and I know it's osmosis. You must have been absorbing.
I think
something.
So. Yeah. Something like that, or in the blood or something. But I never really wanted to play before, especially in front of people.
Mm-hmm.
I took piano lessons as a kid. I remember my dad buying me a bass when I was younger, but I would never really get into it or fall in love with anything. Mm-hmm. I played ukulele when I was young, a song or two, but otherwise.
But now you've got the bug, I guess you might say.
Yeah.
Well, that's fantastic. I know you've been playing around Fayetteville quite a bit.
Mm-hmm.
And any other places that you're...
Yeah. I just got back from 2 weeks in Colorado and just playing around the mountain towns there, and that was really fun. I got to go with my friend Lee Zadro, who plays in a band called Basement Brew, and I've just been kind of making little loops around this area, Springfield and Kansas City, and just trying to stretch out a little bit more.
Play us a song then.
Yeah. Okay. I've been playing with Trout Fishing for a few shows, and I got to play the Kerrville Folk Festival with them. And
I heard that.
Woody Guthrie Festival just recently. And this is one of the songs that we have worked up together.
Is this one of your songs?
Yeah. Oh. It's called Timber. I'm a million years old, been living in treetops all my life. A safe home, leaves to cover my head. Weave all my clothes with a spider's silky thread. And you can find me in the night, braiding limb to limb, branching to the light. And I've been up here forever. I've been up here forever. Timber, oh timber, I'm coming down. Heard you laugh from down below. Eruptions echo through the hollow. I knock and bump and listen to the sound. Find my way down to where the leaves hit the ground. You are my earth walking man. I hope you stretch out your calloused hand. 'Cause I'm from the sky, the clouds and stars above. And I can't choose between you and them, my love. Timber, oh timber, I'm coming down. Hard to see you through the fog, but I know your true sound. And I'll be waiting for the dawn, just not alone on shaking ground. I'll dig deep through soil and root that grow and twist so far out of sight. I know there is a darkened burrow where I can stay till morning light. Timber, oh timber, I'm coming down. to the ground.
I like that. What was the inspiration for that song?
Well, I pissed my boyfriend off.
That's easy to do. You know, it's easy to do.
It is easy to do. And I got home. I live off of Keith's property, my dad's partner. And,
Keith Greenwood.
Yeah, driving down the driveway and saw a teepee set up in the woods off away from my cabin. And that was definitely where my boyfriend was. And I just knew that I could not go in that teepee or near it or talk about it or anything that night. It was just like we were going to be sleeping in separate spaces. And that was fine, but I couldn't sleep. And so I was laying in bed and I just kept hearing this timber in my head. And so I just stayed up and wrote a whole bunch of stuff and edited it down the next day.
I would have never guessed that, but listening to the song,
yeah.
I like it a lot. That's very interesting.
Thanks.
So is the teepee still there?
No,
it's gone. I didn't think so.
Yeah.
Well, it must be fun living there with near Keith and Beth.
Oh, yeah.
You know, you need a bass player just going, or a fiddle player. He's playing fiddle these days, too.
Yeah. No, I like being down the road from them. Beth is one of the toughest women I've ever met, and always picking up snakes or bugs.
I've heard stories about, and she got snake bit.
Rattlesnake.
Yeah. And she's also very funny. She's always got a joke or something. Well, play another. That was really like that. A guitar. We'll give Baird a plug here.
Yeah.
That's a really nice sounding guitar, Baird Blaine. One of his 100 and something guitars now.
I think I got 100. This is number 104, but I'm sure he's way past that.
Yeah. Not only does it sound good, it's really a beautiful instrument.
Man, yeah, he worked with me, like, choosing the wood, and I just got to do a whole custom job on there, and it's pretty special.
Yeah, it's nice having the luthier here in town. Does that, when he built my dulcimer, same thing, I got to work with him on that because he had not built a dulcimer before, and he did a great job.
This is, I think, mostly right now I'm just inspired by boys in my life. So this is the next two songs are written. I had this crush. I got stuck out in the cabin this past winter a few times during the snowstorms.
Yeah.
And I had a really serious crush on this guy and was stuck out there and just kind of daydreaming and stuff. The crush only lasted a couple weeks, but I got two songs out of him. This one's called Sweetest Thing.
That's good.
The other one's called Don't Call.
Evolution.
Yeah. In 2 weeks.
Yeah.
You are the sweetest thing I've ever seen all day. You've been walking through my dreams. You are the sweetest thing I've ever seen. The snow's falling down, and I'm wishing that you were near, but you're across town. Oh, I want to feel you whisper something sweet into my ear. Cause you are the sweetest thing I've ever seen all day. You've been walking through my dreams. You are the sweetest thing I've ever seen. Spin me around through the night. I wanna dance with you. I trust the colors on your shirt so blue. Your eyes, they make me feel the way I do. And it's true, I do. Boy, when I'm around you, I don't know what to say. My cheeks fill up with red when you look my way. Oh, oh, oh. are the sweetest thing I've ever seen. All day, you've been walking through my dreams. You are the sweetest thing I've ever seen. And if you were with me here tonight, we'd sit and talk into the firelight. I want to spend some time with you. Boy, when I'm around you, I don't know what to say. My cheeks fill up with red when you look my way. Oh, 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 you are the sweetest thing that I have ever, ever seen. The sweetest thing, the sweetest thing that I have ever, ever seen. Sweetest thing, oh, oh.
And so that was about a year ago or so?
Oh, just this winter, yeah.
Oh, this winter, that's right. You just mentioned that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Snowstorm. And then...
And then, shortly after...
Drum roll.
Don't call. It was really good, though, actually, because I just found out about myself that I am really attracted to people who are totally unavailable.
Oh, no.
So it's good. It's good to know that. You fly around and fly away, but you were never meant to stay. Why'd you keep me hanging on? Just so you could write another lonesome song. And when you go back there, I will let your wind blow through my hair and leave me in your wake, loving you was my first mistake, my first mistake. You say you never meant me harm, but you have lost all of your charm. If I follow your lead, you would push and pull until I bleed. And I can't seem to tell why your distance makes my heart swell. You're off the hook this time, just a flicker of what's underneath my mind, under my mind. I told myself you were so dear, there's no reason I should want you here. So leave if you won't stay. Oh, I'll be better off that way. 'Cause I don't wanna fight for you or spend another night with you. Don't call me on the phone. Don't call me on the phone. Treat myself so unkind. I slip away and leave my body behind. When I remember what I know, it makes it easier to let you go. Oh, and leave you in my way. Loving you was my last mistake. You're off the hook this time. Just a flicker of what's underneath my mind. Under my mind. Under my mind.
Well, that's another good song. I sure like your voice.
Thanks.
Have you had any formal lessons, training, or anything like that?
I took a few lessons with Bernice Himbry.
Uh-huh.
A little while back.
Does she teach voice?
Yeah, she does. Yeah, she told
I mean,
me
I know
a lot
she
of,
sings real well. Yeah.
She can give you some good pointers.
Uh-huh.
And I feel like I'm a visual learner, so she gave me some things to think about in my head.
Uh-huh.
Swirling air around, and I don't know.
Yeah.
I try to think about it.
I interviewed this fella with the Brother Boys many years ago. Eugene Wolf was his name, and he's from Kentucky. Had a really great Southern accent, but he could sing really well. And I asked him about that. How do you sing? And he said, well, first you learn the words and sing loud. So I don't know if that works or not. But, so I've tried it, and people aren't leaving the room quite as fast as they used to. So in my case. It was pretty funny.
Have you been to our Thanksgiving?
Yeah, well, yes.
Day after Thanksgiving parties?
Yeah.
We've got a neighbor. Brian Burgess, who comes down, and he knows all the words and sings loud. He's got one of the loudest voices I have ever heard. It's awesome. Gets people awake and into it for sure.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Mm.
The late Clyde Randall, a musician here in Fayetteville, he also had one of those, really, I don't actually have a very loud voice, but he had a tremendous voice. He didn't need amplification at all. And I guess this fella's like that.
Yeah.
Well, why don't you drag out that ukulele?
Yeah. Come home with new instruments and different guitars and stuff. And I never really understood what the difference was between all the guitars that he needed. And since playing for a couple of years, I've started to realize, like, oh, yeah, I need this guitar because it's slightly different, has a different sound, different tone.
Yeah.
So I got this ukulele. It's a six string, and I needed it.
Uh-huh.
I needed it for work.
So you've written songs for it?
Yeah. I have a couple new ones on here, but I don't feel like good enough at them right now.
Mm-hmm.
I could try one.
Sure.
And if I totally mess it up, we can try something else.
Okay.
This is a little lullaby my friend Kuka and I wrote. I met her in the Azores, and she has a little daughter, so we wrote it for Vivi. It's called Vivi's Dreamin'. Train thunders down. tracks are leading as she lingers round, wandering hours, bare feet on wet stones, fields of flowers, and welcoming homes, and Vivi's dreaming of hot springs underground, lazy hammocks, and steam fill the house where the roots embrace and coil under dirt floors, branches stretch to ethereal doors, and Vivi's dreaming steady breathing air she's weaving has the sweetest sound. Where a child can rest, twigs and leaves intertwine with the stars. Wings beat eagle feet, cradle her all through the night. Catch the feathers she drops from so high. Cause Vivi's dreaming steady breathing air she's weaving has the sweetest sound.
Well, that works really well on the ukulele.
Thanks.
It sounds like a song about a little girl, I guess, or something like that. That's really cool.
Thanks.
So what was the other one that you were thinking about?
Song. It's one of my friend's songs. His name is Sean Hoots. He's from Philadelphia. He plays in a band called Hoots and Hellmouth.
I've heard of them.
Yeah. I think they came to the Roots Festival, maybe, but I was gone.
Yeah.
Definitely been to Wakarusa and should I play it?
Sure, if you want
to. Yeah. I've given my bones to the banks, my body to the waters to roll, Brandywine roll. It's well with my soul. I've found my place of peace in my time of reckoning. Ought to roll, Brandywine roll. It's well with my soul. I've gone and left my heart, my life, my love, my home to roam. Brandywine roll, it's well with my soul. I've turned off all my thinking except for what I need to know to roam. Brandywine roll, it's well with my soul.
It's a fine, fine time to roll down the brand new wine. And it's a fine, fine time. I've not asked you to follow where I know you cannot go. To roll, Brandywine roll, it's well with my soul. I have not left you a letter, no, how can I write my soul? To roll, Brandywine roll, it's well with my soul. And it's a fine, fine time to roll down the brand new wine. And it's a fine, fine time. Brandywine roll, it's well with my soul. Oh, now don't you come down to the shore. I won't be here no more. No, you'll be here and I'll be gone, rolling down the river end, singing my song with every from every symphony and every bird in every tree. Oh, I am the least of these. I am the least of these. And it's a fine, fine time to roll down the brand new wine. And it's a fine, fine time. I am the least of these. I am the least of these. I am the least of these. Oh, I am the least of these. 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 Oh, I am the least of these. 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 Oh, I am the least of these.
Oh, I like that too.
Thanks.
He must be have a bunch of good songs, this fellow, does he?
So, oh, yeah, Sean Hoots, for
yeah,
sure.
Yeah. Well, one of your fans has a question. He wonders if you know any Chuck Brodsky songs, or if you played any Chuck Brodsky songs.
I would love to. I love that song, Bill and Annie.
Yeah, well, it was Chuck, he said.
Oh, yeah? I should learn that song. That's such a... But it's... Yeah.
He said, if not, why not?
I will have to learn a Chuck Brodsky song.
Yeah, he's one of your big fans.
Man, I'm a big fan of his. I somehow talked him into grabbing a beer after he played
yeah,
your show.
Right.
Yeah.
And I didn't feel too good. I had to get on home. Had a whole bunch of sound equipment to get home to, you know, unload stuff.
Yeah.
Well, play us one more on your guitar if you don't mind.
Yeah, I'd love to. So I was hanging out with those Handmade Moments folks, have you heard them before?
Yeah, yeah.
So they taught me a couple of jazz chords, or maybe I just saw them playing these shapes and stole them. So I tried to write a little song, a jazzy song, out of it. It's called All the Pretty Boys. Your smile's too big for your face, oh, oh, but you're nobody's clown. And
you can finish the chocolate milk while I'm at a gig out of town. Steady footsteps from inside your chest when you ask if I hear. Press against you to listen close, fall asleep to your sound in my ear. Oh, I appreciate you. I see the treasure you are. Crazy about you. Don't ever go too far. Follow your breadcrumb trail. I could lie in this bed all day. Round and round and upside down. Baby boy, you changed all of my ways. I see life through you. All the new light streaming in. Used to know all the answers. I was so much older then. Oh, I appreciate you. I see the treasure you are. Crazy about you. Don't ever go too far. Too far. Don't go too far. Too far. Sing so softly to me from the edge of your hotel bed. Lay your body next to mine, hot breath on the skins that we shed. Between you, me, and the sheets in our secret fort, we conspire. Try to kiss, but you dodge my lips. Your hands leave a trail made of fire. Fire, oh, I appreciate you. I see the treasure you are. Crazy about you. Don't ever go too far. Too far. Don't go too far. Too far. Oh, I see life through you. All the new light streaming in.
Wow, that's really good.
Yeah. Thank you.
I like that rhythm, that whole kind of jazzy, the islands, you might say.
Yeah, maybe so.
Well, Dana, thanks for coming by and spending some time with us. Sure do appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me.
You've been listening to singer-songwriter Dana Idlett. She came by the studios yesterday, and we recorded that interview.